This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb Region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bretzky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bretzky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding expert. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. As 2025 starts to draw to an end, the Denmark Board of Trustees reviewed what road work needed to be done in the next fiscal year. During their discussions, it was suggested having sections of the roadway between M81 and Dixon Road, M46 and Waterman Road, as well as Van Buren Road to all be done sometime during 2026. There is approximately $250,000 in the budget, which is likely enough to do about 1 mile of paved roadwork. And another local and regional news for today. The annual Thumb Egg Day event will be at the Ubley Heights Country Club on Wednesday, December the 10th, from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Participants can view wide varieties of vendor exhibits and attend educational programs for both crop and livestock producers, as well as attend some workshops. The educational programs include herbicide-resistant weed control at 9 a.m., followed by a crop marketing panel at 9:45 a.m., and then small grains management and opportunities at 10:30 a.m. Other educational programs at 9 a.m. will discuss retail yield, parasite management across all species, livestock production, and animal health and biosecurity at 10:30 a.m. Lunch will be from 11:30 to 1 p.m. for a $10 fee, but entry to the event is otherwise free. Presentations will start at 1:30 p.m. on soybean research, deer damage, and insect pressure. Attendees could earn 4 restricted-use pesticide and certified crop advisor credits. For more information or any questions, you can call the Michigan State University Extension offices in Huron County at 989-269-9949, in Sanilac County at 810-648-2515, in Tuscola County at 989-672-3870, and in Lapeer County at 810-667-0341. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Area landscapers and commercial mowing service companies. Are you in need of repairs for your John Deere turf equipment? Don't wait until next spring when it's too late and you realize your mower isn't up to speed and wishing you had taken care of it sooner. Now is the perfect time to take your John Deere to Tri-County Equipment for an off-season inspection, service, and repairs. Get the work done between now and May 2026 with your John Deere financial account, and you may qualify for no interest and no payments until November 15th, 2026. That's right. Get the repairs done now and the bill later. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your turf equipment running smoothly and ready for next spring with your John Deere financial account. Keep your business running strong with Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Top U.S. and Ukrainian officials say they've made some progress towards ending the Russia-Ukraine war. They discussed an American proposal for peace, which some European allies fear is far too favorable to Moscow, on Sunday in Geneva. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio described the talks as productive, but shared few actual details on what was discussed. He emphasized that the U.S. peace plan is a, quote, living document, and that it would likely change. He also said any final agreement would need Russia's approval. President Donald Trump criticized Ukraine for lacking gratitude for U.S. military aid. Ukrainian President Zelensky expressed appreciation for U.S. efforts. The U.S. proposal has sparked concern in Ukraine and European capitals for conceding to many Russian demands. And another national and international news. Israel has struck Lebanon's capital for the first time since June, saying it killed Hezbollah's chief of staff and warning that Iranian-backed militant groups should not rearm and rebuild. Sunday's strike in Beirut was launched almost a year after a ceasefire ended the latest Israel-Hezbollah war. Hezbollah confirmed the killing of Haytham Tadabai and said that the strike threatened an escalation of attacks. The strike came days before Pope Leo XIV is scheduled to visit Lebanon. Lebanon's health ministry said 5 people were killed and 25 wounded. Israeli airstrikes over southern Lebanon have intensified while it pressures Lebanon to disarm Hezbollah. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your obituaries right after this.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Sunday, November the 23rd of 2025. John Carl Leiprandt, age 100, of Southgate, passed away on November the 22nd of 2025. Funeral services for John Carl Leiprandt will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, November the 29th, at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Visitation will take place at the funeral home from 11 a.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be made to Gideon's International or Hayes United Methodist Church. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and friends and family may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Arlene E. Barber, age 83 of Bad Axe, passed away on November the 21st of 2025. Funeral services for Arlene E. Barber will be held on Tuesday, November the 25th, at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home of Bad Axe. Visitation will be held on Tuesday at the funeral home from 2 p.m. until the time of service at 4 p.m. Memorials may be offered to Thumb Industries. Condolences may be shared online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Emily Christine Booms, age 76 of Harbor Beach, passed away on November the 21st of 2025. Funeral Mass for Emily Christine Booms will be Tuesday, November 25th, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Visitation for Emily will be at the church on Tuesday, beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. The family will be having a private burial at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom. It's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky, Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bretzky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy, Bretzky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding expert.